What's up, Bachelor Nation? We are recapping Bachelor in Paradise Season 4, Episode 5. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Give it up.
Jasmine's theme song. That's all episode.
Welcome back, guys, to the after show for Bachelor in Paradise, our special Monday night edition of this show. So I'm your host, Sterling Cates, and we will be talking about tonight's episode. And before we get into that, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves and tell everyone what's going on here at AfterBuzz.
What's up, guys? I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Christine Bean with three E's.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Yes, and I'm pulling up the chat right now. I know it's not our usual time, but hopefully some of you guys are tuned in, and we'll be on that and seeing what you guys thought about tonight's crazy and kind of...
Kooky.
That's a great word for it, actually. First of all, before we begin, I just want everyone to know publicly that Renee did not know that song that we were just playing. So I just had to...
Who's Renee? Me and Sterling had a moment of just like...
You guys can go to her Twitter and let her know how you feel about that.
I think I have to go.
I'm sorry to call you out like that. Okay, let's talk about what's going on here at AfterBuzz before we talk about the episode, because we have a lot of exciting things happening here, new directions that we're headed in. So first of all, thank you guys so much for being so loyal to this after show and to every show that we have going on here at AfterBuzz, and we have some very exciting news for you guys. So whether you've been listening just for a month or you are a longtime fan of us, we are the number one destination for TV coverage, and starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows. Ooh. So we're going to be doing... everything you can think of.
Yes.
So lots of new content, formats, and guests, and interviews, and just, I mean, like, literally you name it, we're going to be doing it. And for you guys listening to our after show, it really does impact what we do here, because obviously we recap Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette, and Bachelor, but we'll also be doing interviews in between and specials and getting together kind of all year round, so, like, you don't ever have to miss us, I guess. Right?
You're welcome.
And I don't have to miss you guys ever. Aww. So, I mean, it's super exciting for me, obviously. So our after shows clearly aren't going anywhere because, I mean, we got to continue to talk about Mexico and, like, everything that's happening around here. But they're just evolving a little bit. So to give you a little more details about it, most of the shows you love only air for part of the year, so kind of like what I was just saying with our show. But during the rest of the year, these shows will have news constantly breaking that you want to talk about and we want to talk about and interact with you. And so it's kind of like the ESPN of TV talk.
That's awesome.
So... you know, we got to cover it.
Yeah.
We'd be not doing our job by not doing that.
Very true.
So we'll have in-depth coverage of show coverage for comedy, drama, animated, and really just, like, anything. Like, nothing's off limits. And if you guys tweet us, like, let us know what you want to talk about, what you want to hear about, especially, like, with your favorite shows that you watch and tune in to here. And we'll, you know, obviously give that a consideration. But let's see, what else do we need to talk about here? But
the changes to the website are happening.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find the shows you love, and we listen, so we're restructuring the website, like Christine said, and our shows and our platforms to make it easier to find what you guys are looking for and what you want to talk about. And our YouTube channel will be divided into 9 sections. So there'll be drama, comedy, reality, which is us, or reality competition, which is us. It's hard to say. Well, the winter games will be for sure reality competition.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
is that greenlit? That's happening?
Yeah, that's happening.
Oh, my God. I didn't know they were actually going to do that.
As far as I know, that's
it's
happening.
It's happening?
Yeah.
Wow. So
as far
we'll
as
have
that's
last
awesome.
I heard.
Bachelor in Paradise, The Bachelorette. The Bachelor, Winter Games.
Winter Games.
Plus everything else we can squeeze in between.
Plus, you guys aren't going to get sick of us anyway. But, and then wrestling and sports. That's pretty cool. Animation, sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, red carpets. And lastly, our own featured and original content, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah,
and I think that'll be, like, really fun for us hosts to interact with you guys more. So, obviously, there's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen all overnight. And as we fully develop. We'll be experimenting to cater to whatever you guys want. So please give us feedback. And other than that, just like stay up to date with everything that's happening. So we have a monthly newsletter you can sign up for, and that'll be launching in September. And yeah, there's also a show, AfterBuzz Weekly, with Megan Stetcher. And she'll be giving updates about that. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so actually stay informed.
All in one little place.
That's actually a really good idea to do that too, since everyone likes to watch stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, change is good. Like, these are all good changes. I know some people have like a visceral reaction to that, but like, it's still going to be the same great content, just 2.0.
Exactly. I'm super excited about it. And I've been here for several years now. And I just feel like this is an amazing thing to just like keep the conversation going
all year. I'm pumped to be here all year round. Every season we'll be right here for you.
That's amazing. Okay. So that's very exciting. But what's also very exciting is
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. Thank you. I just, you know, keeping you on your toes there for a second. So let's get into our episode. And just a heads up, we will not be recapping tomorrow night, mm-hmm. but next week we will be back on our normal schedule Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right. So, and before I forget, also, Christina is getting married.
Yay!
I mean, so many congrats to her. She is on the East Coast, and she will be for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So she won't be here next week, I don't think, either. But anyways, you guys send her your congratulations, and we will see her as a new bride when she does that. So that's very exciting. Okay. Let's get into this.
Let's do this.
So first of all, I am getting gray hair waiting for another rose ceremony.
Girl.
This is episode 5.
It's unreal.
What are we supposed to? I can't. I thought tonight was the night. They built it up. I was excited. I'm like, who's going home? Is it Lacey? Is Lacey finally going home? Nope. Just kidding. Daniel's in town. But no rose ceremony. We have to wait till tomorrow.
I was hopeful for a rose ceremony tonight since they're doing the whole Corinne thing tomorrow, which we'll talk about next week briefly because they're bringing Corinne on tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to be like a DeMario thing though, or do you think they're just doing Corinne tomorrow night?
No, I think they'll do the rose ceremony tomorrow. Well, it's so hard to say.
There have been more unofficial exits than a rose ceremony on this entire show. Like, somebody leaves, another person leaves, we need some structure, BIP. Help us out.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because let's just go ahead and start with the whole Matt, Jasmine, Kristen scenario. So we'll go through them with the whole episode. So, guys, initial thoughts on that. For me, it was super frustrating.
Jasmine's a bully. I'm sorry, but this felt so high school to me. I can tell she's obviously very insecure, but it was just downright mean. Yeah. All of the girls were being so mean to Kristen. I mean, don't get me wrong. She annoyed me in Bachelor, but like during Nick's season. But she, like, come on, cut her some slack. You're on a reality show, but this is Bachelor in Paradise. This isn't The Bachelor. You're not actually going to find your husband in 14 days. Like, take a chill pill, Jasmine.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I thought it was just a little too much. When I think about the context of the show, like, this is what everyone is here for. It's not just your journey. Like you said, she's not The Bachelorette. This isn't the Jasmine show. I just thought she could have handled it a lot better. And she actually had the upper hand from the situation to begin with. She had him first. She could have played this completely differently and still had him coming back to her. But I think her I don't like using that word aggressive, but just her, how she was acting and how everyone else saw that situation playing out, it just didn't fare well for her.
I get that. And Renee, going off your point, I did think I was transported back in high school for a second.
Right?
But I mean, that just goes to show, and I agree with, there's a big difference between saying a joke, like the whole scallop finger thing, like that was funny when Alexis told that story in a very funny way. But then to take that and repeat it all the time, there's a difference between, I'm going to just say this one joke and it's funny and like it's kind of mean, but then to like, it turns into bullying at a certain point. And I like totally get that. And it is reality TV and we see that all the time. But for me, it was uncomfortable to watch because it was just so confronting.
Like that moment with Sarah and Amanda talking about it, laughing about it when Kristen's right there. That was, I'm sorry. It was just so mean. And I felt so uncomfortable watching. I was like, what are you? You are grown women. Like, why are you being so catty and mean to someone?
Yeah.
We got to remember what show this is, first of all. But yes.
It's funny because I was scrolling through my feed before we got on air and Amanda Stanton had tweeted that like Kristen was being a good sport about it. She said something like, thanks for being a good sport with like the kissy emoji, like we can share scalps anytime, something like that. But I know in that moment she didn't know what was happening. So it's okay to say that in hindsight, I guess. But in that moment, Kristen was lit as hell, as you can tell, chomping on some shrimp, just trying to like find her way in a situation where everyone's kind of looking at her like a fishbowl. And I just felt bad for her.
Yeah.
No, Amanda didn't mean that. She's trying to save her image. Course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I've said this before with other triangles that we've had on this show, but Jasmine is mad and attacking, essentially, whether it's behind her back or not, but the wrong person.
Agreed.
And that, she, first off, she's going to be mad at someone. It should be Matt, obviously, because he, maybe they weren't having open communication. But then also, at the root of this, is Matt is like, he needs to grow a pair and like say what he's feeling. He literally would rather walk off the show than say like what he feels. Like, I'm not into you, I'm not into you, but let's see what happens. Like, who wouldn't want to stay in paradise? Like, he would rather not confront, like, how he actually feels or, like, be too nice or whatever.
I know.
Instead of, like, stay
there. Maybe he was really afraid of Jasmine. He didn't want to deal with that.
Well, what surprised me, I don't know if you guys felt the same way, but that conversation he had with Kristen before talking to Jasmine made it seem like he was going to for sure give Jasmine his rose. Right. And then whatever happened in that conversation, something made him be like, nope, I'm going to go home now. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then...
But it was weird because when he went on the date with Kristen, and even when they got back for a little bit, it seemed like he was into Kristen. But then that last conversation, he was just not into it at all. So I don't know if something happened and it got cut out or whatever, but which is probably the case. Maybe he got to know her a little more and was like, maybe not.
Maybe the pressure, too, from everyone in the house being like, chill, because Jasmine's about to flip out. Like,
yeah. And on that same note, it is kind of like, it's for us, it's annoying to watch because everyone's tiptoeing around Jasmine when they could be making
the
connections.
Queen
the queen of paradise.
You know what I also think was really off-putting for me is okay, remember when Jasmine first confronted Kristen about it up when she was doing her makeup? Here's the thing. If you are confronting someone about something that you're mad about and they're reacting like, well, I'm going to take your man anyway, totally, you know, have your little catty fight. Kristen was about to cry, and you're still being that mean and not letting her talk. What's wrong with you? Bully. You're a bully, Jasmine.
I do want to point out that Kristen swallowed her
toothpaste. That was me and you both were like...
Sorry. Okay. I couldn't say that without laughing because I hadn't said it out loud yet. But she was brushing her teeth when Jasmine confronted her. And instead of like spitting out her toothpaste and like finishing whatever she was doing, she literally just like swallowed it and like kept talking with like the toothpaste around her mouth. And I just was so distracted from that moment.
But then
it just goes to show that she was very like... feeling some type of way about it.
She did not know how to handle that situation.
Yeah. But also, that's just the setup of the show. Like, a new person comes in, they take someone on a date. Like, you've got to be comfortable with that at some point.
I realized, though, like what you said, it's a recurring trend. Because even when, you know, my sister Dom arrived, Lacey was so mad at, like, Taylor or at anyone else. Like, she just refused to confront the fact that maybe Diggy doesn't like her. And it's the same situation with this. Slightly different, but it's like... you know, the girls are turning on each other rather than, okay, maybe this guy isn't who I think he is. Maybe I shouldn't even be spending time with him, or just looking at it a little bit differently.
Right. And I get it. Like, when you're in a situation like that, when there's only so many options and you don't have any, you can probably start to feel a little insecure and like, oh no, my only option is running away, sort of.
Yeah. But if your guy was that into you though, he'd say no and not go on the date. But everyone's he just wanted to be nice. Like, it's fine. Everything's fine. And then they go attack the girl.
Right. And to be fair, Matt sought her out. He went down there and said, take me on this date.
I'm not off limits.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't like Kristen, like, chased him around the beach, you know?
Like what Lacey did.
Sad. Okay. Like we said, Matt ended up walking out instead of actually being honest with anyone. Maybe to its credit, he didn't see a connection with anyone else. But you know the format of the show. You know new people are going to come on. Like, wouldn't you want to just, like, give out a rose and hang out and see who else comes?
But he had the power.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't
they
you
wanted
want
him
to sell Sugar Bear hair gummies?
No.
Hello.
It's called goals, Matt. Look it up.
I think he was, like, upset that FabFitFun didn't call him first. So he was like, you know what? Everyone else here has a FabFitFun contract but me, so I'm out of here.
That is hilarious.
But not.
Do y'all have any other thoughts about the whole Matt, Kristen, Jasmine triangle? Because now Matt's gone, so...
I just want to know what it is about Matt. I want to meet him because you had Rachel open, you had Jasmine open, something about Matt. And it just doesn't come off to me on screen, but...
They did say he was hotter in person.
Yeah, Kristen did say he's much cuter in person. So
maybe he's funny.
He must have the juice. I don't know.
I haven't seen him make one joke.
I was just going to say, every time we've seen him, he's been, like, horizontal, laying down. Like,
loves like, to lay just down. Like, yeah, loves to sit. Me just, too.
Yeah, whatever. You guys have so much in common. Maybe
I love sitting. You love sitting.
Yeah.
I love laying down. You love laying down.
We could, you know, do that together.
Let's sit together.
Maybe he'll be a good match for Corinne. She loves naps, you know.
That's true. But we haven't seen him napping, Christine.
Sorry, I jumped the gun. Sorry.
That's funny. Okay, so anything else about the three of them?
No.
I mean, Kristen and Jasmine might be finding themselves in another triangle here in a moment, but... okay, let's talk about Dean, Christina, and D'Lo. Again, Dean, listen to me. Like, stop doing what you're doing. It's way too much. It's just... He's leading on both of them and not being honest about both of them. It's kind of similar to Matt. Like, he's just kind of, like, dragging both of them along.
But Christina's okay with being treated like a doormat.
That's
true. He's like, listen, like, I really want to keep D'Lo around. Like, I really like her. I don't want her to go home. But you know what? I care more if I hurt your feelings than if I do hers. So, and she's like, what? Like, that's so sweet. He said nothing that should make you think that's so sweet. That's right. Not romantic. That's right. As romantic as Robbie putting glow sticks in a pool and calling that a gesture.
Yeah.
It's not.
He was very proud of that, too.
He's like, I did something special for you. He literally put glow sticks in a pool. They didn't even go in the pool. They went back to game night.
She curved that.
He's so creative.
And I know he's an influencer, but, like, guys, don't take that tip. Like, that didn't do anything for us. Dean... You know, to your point about Christina, I think after the last week's situation where D'Lo first entered the situation and she kind of had to make that decision if she was going to stick around or not, and she decided, I'm going to just stick this out with Dean and figure it out. But at this point now, I'm like, there was like a window where you could have made an exit and had the power to say, like, you know, you're not treating me well. I'm going to find someone who's going to treat me better. Some of the other guys in the house would have happily stepped up. Mm-hmm. Christina's beautiful. Yeah. Like,
so
this
gorgeous.
This could have been like such a great opportunity for her. Which I think she's just missing because she's caught up with Dean. I mean, I know the blue eyes, I get it, but he's just a fuckboy.
He really is. In this particular situation, obviously. And it's like they go from, she starts defending herself and confronting him about it. And she's like, I don't like it. I don't like that you're flirting with D'Lo. And they have that conversation. And then he says something remotely sweet or that she takes as sweet. And then they make out. And it's like, okay, well, no progress was made in that conversation. And now we're back to square one. And then he just left. And specifically during the rose ceremony, he goes down, grabs D'Lo, who is talking to Ben Z, by the way. And she is totally sleeping on him. They showed that they had a couple of, like Ben Z and D'Lo were, there's a couple of scenes where they were talking to each other and he was like flirting with her or whatever. And then Dean came and grabbed her.
Dean's ruining it for everyone.
Ben Z's also got to up the flame a little. I feel like he's just flying under the radar. He's super underrated.
He's hot.
He is hot.
I agree. I think everyone's sleeping on him, but in the few scenes, I don't know if they did that on purpose, but he was always talking to Danielle. So, I mean, there could be something there maybe in the future, but when Dean grabbed her and they were talking, she was like, you know what, you need to man up and make this decision for yourself. And I was proud of her in that moment for saying that, but then they made out and he had just made out with Christina. Like, he's not being filmed. Someone in the chat just said that.
He's giving out like this false sense of hope. And I think Christina is like just totally eating into it every single time. I think D'Lo definitely, she's a little more aware of the fact that like she could get played in the situation and she's not here for it.
Yeah. So Don Van Forever said, these guys say one thing to one girl and then something else to another girl. They don't realize all of this is taped.
Receipts are out.
The receipts. Yeah. And Tommy Asini says they would take Ben Z over Dean every day.
Yeah.
So, so Dean is just keeping them both in limbo and he's like, you know what, Christina, like I care about what you think more than I care about what Danielle thinks. He literally said that. And then she said that was the sweetest thing that anyone has ever said to her. And then they made out and then he went and kissed Danielle.
Like that's
the
problem.
Literally what happened. So I'm just not into it. It's really unfortunate because obviously we all loved him on Rachel's season. He seems so innocent.
And wanted to get married.
I think that's why we give him such a hard time, but... And he literally said to D-Lo, this is something that really pissed me off. So he was like, no, I need your advice. Like, what should I do? And that's when she said, man up. Like, you need to make this decision for yourself. I just
so manipulative.
Do you guys think he asked because he wants D-Lo? Or do you think he asked because he's a guy and he just likes to hear that someone wants him?
Maybe both.
Maybe a little bit of both. I'm sure that's gonna, you know, having his ego stroked is even better for this already complicated situation. Like, I don't know. This is what pisses me off about Dean. Like, he just keeps digging the hole deeper. Like, no one's gonna be able to save you once these girls are like, bye.
Yeah, so I really don't know who he'll give his rose to. But in the preview, they're both there. I'm so confused about the setup of this season, to be honest, but... yeah, so we obviously didn't get a rose ceremony, so Christina feels confident about it, and I know that D'Lo is waiting for that rose, too, so it's really hard to say who he'll choose, but anything else on them?
No, we'll see.
Yeah, that's just weird. Okay, so let's move on to Diggy and Dom and Lacey, that situation. Lacey is still like, going off the rails, like, nervous about this. But at the end of the day, she doesn't like Diggy. She just likes that's her only, like, a potential option, I feel like.
That's her ticket to paradise to right. stay.
Exactly. So, I mean, I did... Renee and I were cracking up because... During their confrontation, Lacey would not let Diggy get one word in.
He was like, no, that was like the whole time we were dying.
We heard like 17 ums, and he's like, and she'd be like, I don't care what you like, and he was just like, and then when he finally could talk,
she wasn't getting the rose after like, oh my gosh, and she kept saying, I'm so disappointed in you, like something a mom would say to her, so I'm like, I'm just so disappointed in you. About what?
And then... Yeah. And
because he went on a date.
And when he could finally get a couple of words out to say, what he said was, I'm giving my rose to Dom, because he was probably terrified at that point. Anyway. And then, so that was just like basically that.
I was like, well, that didn't help.
Yeah.
This is over. But like, Dom, Lacey, I mean,
Dom Diggity, right?
But guys, Lacey's dream is coming true. Daniel is in paradise for next episode.
He's the dream what, big. What did she Lacey, say? Dream in her big. Package? Oh, he's the whole package.
He's the whole package. We had the whole package in our studio when she said that.
Yeah, I'm gonna just not have any comment on that. All right, anything else on that love triangle? I wish we saw more Dom. I mean, we saw her talk to Taylor for like a hot second.
You know, what's happening? I think right now spoiler alert, Dom actually arrived after Kristen. So it's weird that they're editing certain things differently. So maybe the timeline's a little off.
Okay.
So maybe we'll see more of Dom next week. I mean, I hope so too.
Okay, well that definitely explains why it could have been choppy this episode with
Shane. She was never in any of the other scenes. I was like, that's kind of strange.
We missed the couples massage.
I mean, so I think the edit is definitely, like, the timelines are a little off.
Okay, that's actually very valuable insight.
I have to bring the spoilers, a little something, guys.
Love it. okay, so anything else with them before we move on to Jack Stone's weird, like, storyline?
He's getting a storyline.
He's got a storyline, which is, like, baffling to me, so.
Guys, what did I miss? Why is the joke that he's a serial killer?
Because on Rachel's season, he would look at the camera literally like this.
That one date that they had.
I like, forgot that.
Rachel, our time together is very special.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. Yes.
Did I do a good job?
You did. Okay. Nailed it. Like, I'm creeped out and I'm right next to you. Certainly. Oh, God. so it kind of reminds me of like how Nick was on Andy's season. Do you remember that? I literally thought he was gonna like tie her up in a basement somewhere.
He had this like kind of like nervous tic about him that was just like weird.
Just whenever, I mean, the producers should coach them not to look down at the camera, like, and then up at the camera. Okay. So yeah, for exactly that reason, you need to watch that back and then you'll understand. He has a storyline, so that's good to know.
Good for him.
They started this episode, it's like the first 48 minutes of Alexis feeding him random things.
I know.
And they were trying to force that they're in a relationship when really they're not.
They're just trying to gather footage. They're like,
desperate for it.
We could use this, I guess.
They really are, because the BIP account tweeted out earlier a clip of that beginning scene. It was like, did Alexis go too far? Is things over for them? I'm like, there was never anything going on to begin with. This is clickbait, and I'm not okay with it. Like, stop.
She has a boyfriend.
It really is. Paradise. It really is.
I mean,
But you know, maybe Jackson like has something going for him, clearly, because he's got a storyline and he's got women interested.
You know what he has going for him?
What does he have?
He has a rose this week. That's what he has going for him.
That's very true. So they kind of like dropped that whole Alexis thing whenever she tried to feed him like a dead crab, which was disgusting.
That was too much. She must have been too lit.
Yeah.
Like, I would.
And then we don't really see him until the rose ceremony later when Matt has gone, and then Jasmine and Kristen just obviously flocked Jackson.
Last single guy.
You know what? I did see some chemistry between him and Kristen when they were kissing and stuff. Like, I can get behind that little relationship. Not okay. Him and Jasmine, though. They didn't have any.
Here's the thing. I'm confused. Him and Jasmine were talking, and he's all, you're one of the most special people here. Him and Kristen talk. They barely exchange any words and then start aggressively making out. I'm confused.
I'm pretty sure Kristen is just lit this entire season because she's... Probably. I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm just speculating, but...
I mean, I think they're most of the time, all of they're them. All just all of them. Lit. How many times did Jasmine... Tequila and soda, slash a pineapple poppy, thank you. I was like, girl.
Yeah. I love that you have that memorized because we did hear that a lot. That's pretty funny. So, I mean, I guess we'll see what that happens. I mean, Jack has, you know, a decision to make here between Kristen and Jasmine. I guess and Alexis, I don't want to see her go either. So,
oh, yeah.
It's like, who's going to give her a rose? But, okay, let's move on to Taylor and Derek, if you guys are cool with that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they've been, like, the one couple that's solid, going hot and heavy all the time. Don't really hear much of their conversations because they're always kissing, kind of like a la Amanda and Josh last season. But we actually did get to hear them have a conversation, and it was a fight. So,
trouble.
What'd you guys... It's a little trouble in paradise.
Well, one, Taylor talks so slow. So slow. I think, honestly, though, it's worked in their favor because they don't have a lot of footage from this season. So they're like, yes. Taylor is going to take up so much of our time. She literally talks like this. I feel like you don't listen to me.
And when I talk so slow, you should hear it, you know?
Yeah. Like, you can hear that love. Like,
yeah. It's so, my feelings. Like, yeah. Me and Sterling were staring at the TV like, come on.
And then.
Then what?
And then. So she basically, what happened is she confronted him about something with the relationship. And then he literally just said, F you. And I didn't like that either.
I didn't like that.
I did not like that. So that is not, like, I don't think she overreacted, especially if you come from a relationship where you've been verbally abused before. I don't know, like, the specifics of her history or anything, but I can see how that would definitely be upsetting.
Yeah.
And it's not right to just say that whenever you don't agree with someone. Like, if you said something to me and I'm just like, fuck you. You know, that's, like, not right. So, I mean, especially in a romantic relationship.
And that's actually funny that they got into that kind of fight, because I legit, like, no BS, had this same exact fight with an ex who I said F you to him because I was upset.
Okay.
And it was like, that's, like, grounds to break up. Like, okay. Some people, like, take that so serious. But, like, me personally, I say that to my friends sometimes jokingly, but, like, I get, like, in a romantic setting how that could make someone feel like, okay, can I, like, trust you, or, like, what's going on here? So that, yeah, I can see how that can be triggering for her.
Well, I think it was also just the context of it, considering she was opening up saying, I don't, you know, he was saying how he deals with her when she's being annoying or whatever, and she didn't like how he dealt with it. She's like, that's not what I'm looking for in a partner. And she's being vulnerable, and he just says, F you. So the context of it, and he was not being sarcastic, and nothing bugs me more than when guys say something to be serious, and they're like, oh, I was just kidding. I was being sarcastic. No, you weren't. He was serious, man.
Yeah.
In that moment, he was, and she knew it. But, I mean, in the end, it worked out. But And I completely feel for her. Like, if she's had a history of verbally or emotionally abusive relationships, that could totally be a trigger. And no, this is what they would call, like, a red flag early on. If this is how they argue, if this is how they settle conflict, this is something to take note on. I think she was kind of processing that because she really likes him, but she does not want to get back into a relationship like that. So I totally understand where she was coming from in this.
Yeah. On this show, I'm not, like, particularly her biggest fan by any means, just in the way her edit is and that sort of stuff. But I will give her credit for being super aware of, like, how she is. Like, mm-hmm. that conversation was, hey, I know I'm super annoying, but the way you... She was very aware that she's annoying. Like, she was confronting him about how he responds to her annoyingness. So most people don't know that they're annoying, and they just keep on keeping on, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely appreciate that. I mean, there's probably a few other people on the show that could take a note about their annoyingness. But anyway, so... But when he said the comment about that, and then... And then she knows how she processed it. She was like, once he said that, I wasn't able to listen. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she knew that about herself. So, I mean, she obviously went to psychology school or whatever.
It was she's emotionally intelligent.
See? That's it.
She is.
She's
that,
living
that was
proof.
Her emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
Right there.
She is living proof. And she even told him, she's like, I'm emotionally exhausted. And then he leaves and she cries.
No. Her piggy bank. Her piggy bank is drained, Sterling. Okay? In the negatives.
It's in the negative. Yeah, so, Renee, I'd like to let you just go on a little moment about that Jinx comment, because I know you feel very passionately about it.
Taylor, if you're watching this, I just want to let you know, girl, for future, you know, circumstances, if someone says the same word or sentence as you at the same time, that's when you say Jinx. If someone says something... I don't know, 20 seconds before you, and then you say it, that doesn't mean you can say Jinx. That makes no sense. Don't say Jinx unless you say it at the same time. We're all confused why you said Jinx.
Signed, Renee.
I told Renee and Christine off camera that's like punching someone when like a Ford Chevy drives by and you're like, punch back, you know, punch back. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so, but basically at the rose ceremony, though, they did make up. And I did like when Derek said, you know, I've never dated someone who has been verbally abused in the past, and he seems willing to learn. And he was open with her about that, and they made up and said Jinx and the whole thing, and they're going to live happily ever after. So you guys have thoughts about that? Do you guys think that they're going to be successful, or at least through Paradise anyway?
Through Paradise, I think so, yes.
I think so, too, and, like, I can't believe I'm even saying this about Taylor, but they had the most mature relationship storyline, whole conflict resolution thing happen that I've seen on Paradise thus far. Like,
so what about Jasmine and Matt, though?
Yeah. Totally mature. Sorry, forgot about that one.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, other than them, it's, like, second most mature. But, to me, it seems like they're still going strong because they were in Nashville together and they're posting together all the time. I mean, if you guys follow them on social media, you would see that they're together a lot. I don't know if that means it's romantic or whatever. I mean,
Kristen was there too. It was for Danielle M's charity event, which I thought it was funny they were all there.
Yeah, I wonder if Walls and Danielle are hooking up.
Oh, dating. Yeah, I know, right?
Anything? Did anything happen? Mm-hmm. We'll have to ask him if he ever is a guest on our show. We'll have to see.
Seriously. Okay, so anything else on Taylor and Derek before we move on to Robbie and Amanda?
I've got loads to say on Robbie.
Should we just keep talking about Derek and Taylor? No, I'm just kidding. So Robbie's, like, going for it.
There's nothing more romantic than when a guy surprises you with hotel slippers. That's what just gets me. Man.
Yeah.
What a lucky girl.
That
between
was so
glow sticks
confusing.
And hotel slippers. Spoiled. Amanda, marry him.
What more could you need, you know?
Right?
I'm struggling. Well, first of all, do you guys notice that she keeps telling him how, like, hot and, like, hot in a sweaty way that he is? Because that's what the whole Josh thing was about. So, for me, that's weird. And it's also weird that he's friends with Josh in real life. So, I'm still trying to get past that. And I'm sure that's probably why she's been pretty, like, reserved when it comes to kissing him and going up beyond, like, whatever it has been, like, allowing him to kiss her neck.
Do you think that's the only reason? Because literally every time he tries to make a move on her, she's like, I'm just waiting for the right moment. I'm like, you're curving him. Like, you're not into it. You find him, like, it's clear that she's just not feeling it. So I think she should just be more honest. She's a little too nice.
Yeah.
Okay, real question. Guys, be honest. Do you think Amanda just has really boring relationships? Like, do you think that's why we didn't see more of her and Josh last season? Because her and Robbie are also very boring.
Yeah.
Like, Chase-level JoJo season boring.
Yeah. I love that that's your scale. I love it. So, it's really hard to say because even after they did kiss during the rose ceremony, he was like, let me do one more good thing, and then went in for the kiss. And she said, she was like, it was good.
Yeah, that's called being nice.
Yeah.
I think she's faking it, all of it.
I mean, maybe she just wants a rose. It's real at this point, and maybe it develops into more later, because obviously we've seen them post-Paradise holding hands, and they may or may not still be together. So maybe she did appreciate him being patient with her. It's really hard to say.
Yeah, his romantic gestures just surprisingly haven't really worked yet, you know? Glow stick.
So, from what I can gather, it seems like, you know, he probably was around when she was engaged to Josh, because him and Josh are friends. So she probably always viewed him in a more friendly, we have a friendship, and not anything more than that. So have you guys, like, ever been in a friendship and it, like, turned into more and it was kind of awkward or not? You know what I mean? Like, that phase where it's like, you know, we've known each other for a while. Like, you know my ex. I mean, that's, like, an obviously very unique situation. But I don't know. I haven't, personally. But I can imagine that would be...
That's a tough one.
Tough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe forced. I don't know.
Right? Here's the other thing. Like, isn't it, like, bro code? Like, don't you, like, not date your friend's ex-fiancé?
Not in paradise. Not in paradise.
What happens in paradise stays for everyone in America to watch on television later.
Stays on tape. Like, come on.
I did love, though, when it was, like, Christina and I think it was Derek and someone else. They were all, like, watching Amanda and Robbie. Yeah. And she was like, I need some popcorn for this. But, I mean, the whole Robbie and Amanda thing is just super cheesy. He's being super cheesy, but... I mean, I guess it turns into something because it's obviously still going on. So.
I find the relationship so boring. The only thing I find funny about it are Robbie's romantic gestures. Aside from that, I'm so bored. But, like, he can keep putting glow sticks in the pool. Like, that's funny to me. Like, Robbie trying to do sweet things is funny to me. Because I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stay on Instagram.
I want to bring up in our comments right now, well, Stormy Wood says Robbie is just another bad decision for Amanda, but Misha C says, does Amanda just not want to be home? Like, why is she here? Which is a good point, because most times when you see a parent on the show, they're like, you know what? The relationship's not here. The love's not here. I'm just going to go home. I guess that's hard for Paradise because you don't know who's going to come in.
But... was it either of you guys that told me that thing about Amanda or no? Okay, so my friend made a really good point. So Amanda was in an interview where she was talking about all the backlash she's gotten for going on the show so many times, and she actually had a good response, and I can't blame her for it. She's like, I'm gone 90 days out of the year, and I can pay for my whole life and out my kids' lives. Like, okay. And then I spend all the rest of my time with my kids.
I get that.
Totally get that. Then I was like, okay, that makes sense. I guess it's more so just like maybe the image she portrays, but she hasn't portrayed like a poor image thus far. She has brought home not so great guys, but honestly, like this season, she hasn't done anything aside from making fun of Kristen. That's so bad. So, I mean, honestly, if you could really only work 90 days out of the year and make a living for your family, like good for her. And I'm against the whole like, you know, when you have kids, be with your kids, like, everyone needs to work. Like, if this is truly her job, which I guess it is, you know, power to you.
And to be fair, they're only taping for 10 days. I mean, I know that it's 84 years in this episode that we were, like, talking about, but, I mean, it's 10 days in this, like, in the reality of it, so...
Yeah, my concern with her is less about the fact that she's not with her kids and more so, like, who are you actually here to be with? Like, in the context of where we're at. Rest of your life, do you, girl.
I get that, for sure. Okay, so anything else with Robbie and Amanda? I mean, like, okay,
no.
Got it. So let's move on to Adam. He has the choice to give his rose to Sarah or Raven, and he has, like, two very different situations on his hand. So there's Sarah, who is like, I want to marry you right now, and then there's Raven, who is more of a chase, and he's obviously attracted to that.
Guys love a chase.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Like, is there one person that you think he has more of a connection with?
He's gonna pick Raven, because at the end of the day, I always think the guys will go for the chase, as Danny once said. Guys like the question mark. And I think Raven's more so the question mark. Sarah's like, okay, so we'll have kids next week. We'll get married in 2 days. And we'll spend the rest of our lives together.
That's something that she called out, too. Yeah. She's like, I'm very much, like, it's like what you see is what you get type thing with her. Mm-hmm. Where Raven is, you know, she's mysterious. I also kind of thought she was more of, like, the queen of paradise than Jasmine. Because prior to that point, she's kind of been, like, Mama Raven in the house. Just, you know... managing the other relationships, so to speak.
But also she has more people interested in her. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like she has more like leverage, I feel like.
Yes, like she has at least one person interested in her.
Yeah.
At all times.
Sorry. Is that me? I'm sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, so I mean, and Adam, well, no, he didn't say that too. I was going to say he said it to her face, but it was in one of his interviews. He said he admitted that he liked Raven because it was more of a challenge and it was a chase. Mm-hmm. And we already all knew that anyway. I mean, I don't think Raven's going to go home this soon in the game.
Me either.
But, I mean, one thing I will say, and it's kind of similar to what I said about Taylor, I do respect the fact that Sarah is very upfront about how she feels. She's like, listen, I felt a connection. I'm super into you. I'm willing to give this a shot. And no one ever does that these days. So that's kind of refreshing because everyone's like, oh, I'm playing the game. I'm, like, super cool. And like, you know what I mean? And so to, like, hear her say that, it's like they're also as borderline, like, desperate as this only, like, you're just trying to be, you know what I mean? So it's hard to say.
I agree.
I did respect that she knew that and was very upfront about it. Yeah, I'm down with the transparency for sure.
But what I didn't like is she said, what you see is what you get, because that makes me feel like she's very surface level. Like, if it's what you see is what you get, like, well, this is me. Take it or leave it. Like, you guys went on one date and cuddled one time.
Yeah.
Like, there should be a lot more to figure out. There should be layers to you. And that's not to say that there's not layers to her. But if someone said that to me, like, after one date, like, well, this is me. This is what you get. Like, I'm in it for the long run. One, I'd be totally overwhelmed. Mm. I was overwhelmed when I went on a date with a guy and then he wanted to have, like, a day trip somewhere. And I'm like, oh, it's one date. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
And then also, when you say what you see is what you get, you don't think there's any more layers to, you know, to dig through. Or like Corinne would say, it's like the corn, to layers to peel through.
I mean, from his perspective, yeah, like, there's nothing more for me to find out about you. And do you even want to know more about me? Like, you've only gotten this much and I'm enough and you want to go all in? Like, there's a difference between being like, I wouldn't be flattered by that. I'd be kind of concerned. I'd be like, I just took you on one date here and that's it.
Okay, how are you so sure? That's kind of like, who was it in Rachel's season that was so sure, like, Brian, obviously.
Yeah. And you won.
Hello?
Who knew?
He's
like
a unicorn.
I'm like, who was it? But even, like, when her family was like, you just met us. Don't tell us you love us. Like, we've known me for 5 minutes.
Now they're engaged. True. It worked.
So Anna May in the chat says, 10 days of shooting, are we sure? It was more than 10 days. It was probably, like, 2 weeks. But because of, like, the break and everything, like, actual shooting time, I mean, you might know more. Is it, like, 14 days, I think, is what your sister said last week?
I think she said it was 14 days.
Okay.
But, still, that's just such an unbelievably short amount of time.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I'm still thinking about Benzie. Like, why are people sleeping on him, you know? Sorry, I just had to get that out, because I was like, you know, Raven is so...
with you.
Yeah, right? I loved in this category scene, he was like, they unwanted things in the house. And he was like, dog poop. I'm like, of course, it's dog related.
That was him. Ben, you're digging yourself in a deeper hole.
I just love that they keep making sure to throw in anytime that he talks about dogs.
He's probably so frustrated with his edit right now.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
Him at home petting his dog. We're not like that, are we?
And he's like, we're totally like that. That's hilarious. Okay, so, I mean, anything else with the Sarah, Adam, Raven? We really haven't seen, like, Adam and Raven interact much this episode anyway. Since before he went on the date with Sarah. But they did kiss, and he also did kiss Sarah, too. He was kind of, like, leading both of them on. Go figure. Typical guy on Paradise, because all of them did that. Dean did that.
Yep.
Matt did that, and then he just walked out when he did that. And then Adam did that.
My favorite part, though, guys, is when he left, and Jasmine goes, I don't know if I want to be with a guy like that. But he already left. You can't. He's gone. And she's like, still like, he's so flip-floppy. He literally left Paradise. He's not flip-floppy. He made a decision. He left. And she's like, I just don't know if I like want a guy like that.
Like it was her decision?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
saving
I get that.
Face much?
Like, right. Oh, God, I just can't get over, like, her whole edit. I mean, she said all of those things. So
she did.
Just the way it was this episode was too much. I do want to give props to Diggy, though, because he was the only guy this episode that straight up was like, I'm going to give my rose to the other person. You know what I mean? Everyone else was like, oh, maybe. I don't know. You're like,
well,
interesting.
After but, Lacey's.
Well, Lacey, like, made it super easy for him, so that's a good point.
I will say,
at least he told her.
For
sure.
He was like, not playing games.
He could have been like, oh, I haven't decided yet, and then just not done it, like, confronted it, but...
I respect you, Diggy.
Him to be so like, I'm so sorry. Please, let's go out again. Like... Oh my gosh.
She just unloaded way too much on him. way too much.
Yeah, she just, there's lots of, like, insecurities blustering around and the whole thing, but...
It's okay, Daniel's it's coming.
So let's talk about that. So Daniel walks in, and, you know, that's super exciting, right? For Lacey?
I'm only excited right now for Daniel because I want to see him and Lacey interact.
Yeah.
And it shows her, like, straight up jump on him when he gets in. So, we'll see.
Like, have they met before? That would be super weird.
Where did her fandom for him start? Like, did you create the Daniel fan club and you're bringing it on air now? I don't understand.
I
love that so much. Oh my God, I love that. That's hilarious. Okay, so anything else with Sarah, Adam, Raven, or anyone? I mean, we have Daniel coming on. I'm sure it's hard to say if he'll be, like, flattered by Lacey's attention that she's giving. Like, obsession, I guess. Or if he's going to be like, let me, like, play the field or whatever.
I don't know. Knowing Daniel, he's like, I remember him being so picky last year that I feel like I don't know if he'll be into it. Yeah. And then when he's not into something, he's very funny but very blunt about it.
Yeah.
Very blunt. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Tommy Ossini in the chat says, I'm ready for Daniel's commentary. I'm sure that will be
I think he's coming to, like, shake shit up for a little bit and just... You know.
Meanwhile, Misha says, I am in no mood to see Daniel's junk. SMH.
I feel like I keep thinking of two when I just keep seeing the Canadian speedo. I'm like, that's okay. Hilarious. I think we're going to go there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so these are all kind of predictions, but do we want to get into, like, official predictions about what we think is going to happen?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so what you guys got? So just, like, obviously we won't be having a show tomorrow. That's not obvious, but I'm letting you know. We're not having a show tomorrow, but we will be back at our regular time on Tuesday next week. And there will be, hopefully, a rose ceremony, but then there's also going to be, like, what they did last week. The second half will be Corinne's sit down with Chris Harrison, where she tells her side of the story about the whole DeMario thing, as if we haven't gotten that played out enough.
So I will say, I'm so excited Corinne is finally speaking about it. Like, yeah. I wish they got rid of last week because we got the same interview on E! Or I wish they got the exclusive first.
Fair.
But I'm actually very excited to see Corinne and what she has to say. She's been so quiet on the matter. I want to know her side of the story. I'm actually fascinated. This isn't something we've had overkill of. Corinne has not spoken about this.
I'm excited to hear her speak, but only if it's going to be something... relevant and new and not just like a canned, you know, I have to say something now because everyone's looking at me. Like, I want her to be real about the situation mm-hmm. and just give us layers to it because she could easily just come on there and, you know, be tight-lipped and we don't need more of that. We need the juice. We need something new.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely interested to see what she has to say. And I think it's also interesting because, you know, obviously DeMario got a ton. This is just very sad for what happened because what they've talked about several times, when you type his name into Google, it automatically comes up sexual misconduct, blah, blah. But it goes the same for Corinne, too. And not only that, but she, like, when it first happened and I was at work and I was typing her name into just Twitter or whatever, just, like, the comments were, I have never in my life seen... stuff like that. It was really hard for me to read. And I mean, regardless of what happened, like, I'm sure that affected her.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what she has to say about that, about, like, the online whatever it was that she got. So I'm interested to hear it. I mean, I don't know, like, exactly if she'll be like, well, this happened and this happened, because she said that she was blacked out and she doesn't remember. So super hard to say.
You're right. That's true. I just know there's so much still, like, touchiness around the subject. And, you know, Christina said it on one of our earlier episodes where it's like, if you're not saying anything new about the situation, it's kind of played out. We don't want to hear anything about it. So I do want her to offer a new take on it and whatever she can give about it, being that she was blacked out.
Regardless, there is definitely more to be said. Even if they don't get into the issue, it's like the aftermath of it. Like, she's guaranteed going to be asked the question, you said you came out a victim. Do you feel like a victim?
Yes.
And I want to get those answers because truthfully, what didn't add up to me was the fact we didn't get to hear from her. We didn't really understand what happened. And it would be so hard for me to believe that she flat out was like, I'm a victim, like, for fun. Like, I want to know what made her say that. What happened before that? Was it producer influence? Most likely, yes. We're pretty sure, yes.
Or her lawyers.
or her look, but probably everything. If people are saying to you, you're a victim, you're a victim, you're a victim, mm-hmm. maybe so at some point you feel, maybe I am a victim. I was very drunk. Like, I don't know. I really want to hear what she has to say. I'm very happy that they got her for this special. And I don't think that now that they have Corinne, I don't think it's overkill.
That's I'm glad you brought that up about the lawyer statement that was made. I mean, she has to prove that at some level.
Yeah.
So, and then she's now like friendly with everyone. So it is very interesting. I'm curious to see what she has to say. About that. So we'll get that. We'll see that tomorrow, but guys, we'll be talking about that next week on our after show. We'll mention it briefly, obviously, if we have things to say about it. And you guys, in the meantime, since we won't be here tomorrow, please, please, please tweet us and let us know, because we'll watch it tomorrow on our own. But guys, where can they find you until next week?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Cool. And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Beam.
And you guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And also, we just want to send our love to everyone in Texas and Louisiana right now. Crazy stuff, but our hearts are with you. And in the meantime, we'll see you on Tuesday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.